Hi, my name is Stefan Eichen. I'm the producer of this record. I'm talking to composer Gabriel Jarret about his music and his approach to music in general. Mr. Jarret, would you be kind enough to tell us how you approach a movie when you are going to score it?
I don't analyze myself when I'm working. Since I don't like to look at images, what I do is just watch the film as many times as I can. And then once I've watched it, I stop it. I cannot imagine working and composing watching the picture.
Yeah.
Impossible for me.
So you don't synchronize your music to...
I don't think of it.
Okay.
Don't ever think of it. But once you know a film, you just know the scene and you just start composing with the memory of the scene, not with the scene in front of you on a computer. I mean, we're talking about Hitchcock, Herman, Miklos Rorschach, whatever. They didn't have any video at the time. They would compose with the memory of what they've seen at the music editor room. With, you know, they would give them at 1 minute this happens, at 2 minutes. And so composing with the memory images is much more inspirational than composing with the image in front of you.
Yes, and I think one of the greatest dangers is that your music is very mechanic.
Not only mechanic, but, you know, when you compose it, it cannot be elaborated. Because you are accompanying the images, and so you don't have time for reflection and thought and research and questioning, which are all necessary phases for any artistic creation. So to me, it was that I watched his film many, many, many times, and then I would say, okay, this scene, what would I do? And then you do proper music, and then you confront it to the images, and it's nothing to synchronize it. It's nothing. Synchronizing is the least thing in film music, to me.
Yeah, it's more the job of the, what you call it, music editor rather than the composer.
I have no music. I mean, to me, the most important thing is to marry with the spirit of the scene, not with the shot by shot. So all my work on him and all my work before, would it be Anthony Minghella or Blue or whatever, is always that, in marrying the spirit of the film, not the shot by shot.
Well, in that case, of course, it helps to have a great knowledge of cinema, the history of cinema, doesn't it?
I have no culture in cinema.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's very... Nobody should take this as an insult. I don't go to movies, I don't go to cinema, not because I don't like it, but because I think that a composer for film could much more help the films by being a composer than being a fan of cinema and movies. And the thing is, my life has not really gave me the opportunity to be a fan and go to the cinema very often in my life. So when you tell me about culture and all these things, of course I've seen this film you're mentioning by Polanski. Of course I've seen a lot of John Huston, of Hitchcock, of Fellini, of Bergman, of many people, of Cassavetes. But I'm not a man who goes to the cinema once a week or not even once a month or not even sometimes once a year.
Okay.
You see? So I'm sorry about that. It's not that I don't respect this art. I love this art, but I think I could serve him much better by standing as a composer and giving to the cinema the essence of my art, which is music.
There's, on the other hand, lots of things that you can learn through or from other movies, from other movie music.
No, I don't think so at all.
Okay.
I don't think so at all. I think what we have to be is composer first. You cannot learn, because what you learn, what is a film composer? A film composer is somebody who has to respond to a question.
Yes.
Okay? And he can respond with his own feeling, with his own culture, whatever it is. What you hear is what you want to avoid. What you hear is not an example to follow. The examples to follow would be Brahms, Prokofiev, Tchaikovsky, Mahler. Yeah, because all the great composers, would it be Korngold or North or Alfred Newman or Chomkin or Rorschach or Steiner, they all come from there. What they gave to the cinema is fantastic, but it's relied on a musical tradition. So we'd better learn about writing and composition techniques, such as variation, development, complex harmony, counterpoint, and all these things, than to go to the cinema and to listen what our colleague have done. I don't think. I think we should listen to rock and jazz and electronic music and contemporary, whatever, and write music, write proper music. Of course, when I saw Psycho or Marnie or whatever film, I always have been attracted by the music because I was listening to proper music.
Yes.
A fantastic, dramatic, clever, brilliantly orchestrated music. But apart from that, I don't think that we have to go to the cinema to learn from the music we're listening to. No, we have to get away from that.
Okay, because you're talking about the roots, the classical composers who influenced all the film composers, obviously.
Yes, those are to be studied, yes, definitely. Not only those, but also I was telling jazz and electronic music,
yes,
or contemporary music. Ligeti is a fantastic example.
Yes, he is.
Look what Kubrick did with Ligeti. Who knew Ligeti before 2001 Space Odyssey? Nobody. And all of a sudden, this guy, who is a clever guy, takes a music which has not been composed for his film and put it on his images, and all of a sudden enlighten the images.
Yes, sometimes it works.
So the idea is what? Is for a composer to produce the most beautiful work as music, and then you can take it and put it to whatever images, but if you do it cleverly, and this is film music to me. It's not sitting in front of before a computer, looking at the video and saying, okay, I'm going to underline, underscore this and this and this and that. That is over. That is over. I think film music should not stay fixed and limited by a mold. It can, it must evolve to become less literal. And in order to get there, one must take the time to immerse in the compositional process by following it, as I tried to do, from the beginning till the end. Because a film is not only a finished product. There are steps. There's the writing of the script.
Of course. Yes.
Preparation,
of course.
Shooting, film editing, etc. So I found out that in order to avoid getting into my old habits, and old habits that can be found in all the film world now, in the film music world, there needs to be research, a reflection, to find the right approach to the score at each stage, sometimes even before the images. If we only work on the images, I think the music could suffer.
Maybe, but did you ever encounter the problem with your method, with how you compose, that in the end...
Method, it's just an approach, sorry to say that.
So your approach, did you ever experience the problem that in the end, maybe some pieces that you composed for the movie didn't fit to the scene because you didn't see...
Never mind, I just composed for the sake of composing. It's not a problem, it goes to a bin or to my personal bin. I don't mind about that. To me, what's important is to participate, to take part, to collaborate, and that from the very beginning, because very often it has an impact on the film shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I know on Betty Blue, all the actors, the DP, everybody knew the music, and so it could influence the camera movement.
Yes, yes.
You see, the actual role music plays is not only that of an accompaniment. It's not just underlining, underscoring, and explaining. It should go a little further. And what I'm saying is not, you don't give a shit about the images. Not at all. Know the images, put it in your heart, and then stop looking at it and try to find the spirit of the film or the spirit of scene. And then you try to match it. Matching it is nothing.
Yeah.
It is just like cooking, you know?
So the when you say you don't mind if, you know, some pieces don't fit to the images, you when you say you compose for to be able to compose, the attraction in movie music, the attraction to compose music for movies is for you to work with other creative people, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, with people who can understand my approach. And you know, very often I have opened the director horizons because I show him so different ways to make the images and the score work together. Because very, very often directors are, you know, obsessed by film music. But in order to convince them, to take them somewhere new that is outside of their habits and comfort zone, you need to spend time with them so they can become aware of the power of music and also in the end make them realize how it's important to hire a composer in the beginning, not the last minute, you know? So it's it's all, it's, to me, it's, it has nothing to do with doing 5, 6, 7 films a year. I could do this. I could do a film a week if I wanted, because God knows how inspired I am. And thanks God, you know, I received really music. I received music very easily, and I can write it down and finish it. And
you're blessed, yes.
Yeah, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm really. It's just a gift, what you call. I'm not. It's not pride, you know. I'm just saying things. Mm-hmm. So I could do a lot of film. And what stopped me from that? I said, I have to say less in order just one to respect the people I'm working with, and also to respect music, which is really to me like a. You know, it's like a divinity. It's like something so, so important to me. So that is what makes me really do film music. It's not because I'm a film composer, because I want to do mistakes and I want to spend time, and I don't want to go straight to the point. Mm-hmm. I want to assimilate a project as a whole, to have a wide view.
Okay, so that's why you feel comfortable in movies and not, you know, otherwise you could, you know, write music for concert halls or even for your drawer, for your desk.
Yeah, but my music for film is as much interesting than for concert hall. What I want to say, you know, I'm not I'm not a composer who says, I write film music or film.
You're a composer,
Clever people, I write concert music. Our best music, our best consciousness should be devoted to film music. Mm-hmm. The best of our skills, of our art, should be for film music, because the audiences are much larger for film than they are for concert hall.
True, yes, your music gets heard, absolutely.
Yeah, and so your music, if it shines, even if it's subconscious, subliminal, it hits people's hearts and brains and souls, and then, you know, it brings them to more beauty, and that is very important. For music to bring more to a film, a director needs to give it some room, some space to let it speak.
Yes.
It should be in some way exposed. And for a director to do that, he or she needs to know the music in advance for it to become an inherent part of his film.
True, yes.
So if you take the example of Once Upon a Time in the Revolution by Sergio Leone, there are 6 or 7 minutes moment of only music and images.
Yes, in most movies by Leone, yes.
People do remember that.
Yes.
Because the director has been clever enough and brilliant enough to give room for the music.
Yes.
Like some scenes of Vertigo or North by Northwest or some others by Fellini. And so people say, oh, music. Yes. Because the director gave room and space to the music.
Yes, and giving room means not having wallpaper score from beginning to end, because
no effect, dialogue, no sound effects, nothing.
Yeah.
And then the music shine. I'm not saying that all film music should be like that, but sometimes a clever director gives room and space to the music, and he makes his film better. Not the music better, his film better. So, you see, you know, it's much easier and comfortable to accompany the images, really, according to a vocabulary that is now completely dated, and just to dress the images with modern sounds. This is very easy and comfortable. But I remain faithful to my conviction that this is not what nowadays, we need to give. I have a commitment I've made toward myself, which doesn't allow me to compose music where I don't invest myself. Mm-hmm. From the beginning, sometimes in the middle, and throughout the end. That's all I can say.